Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Deborah Becker. What would happen if patients were equal partners in the medical system? And that's exactly what our next guests say they're working to find out. Dr. Danny Sands and Dave DeBronkart are co-founders of the Society for Participatory Medicine. They're also co-authors of the book Let Patients Help, a Patient Engagement Handbook. Dave was diagnosed with stage 4 renal cell carcinoma in 2007, but he was able to beat the disease, and he credits his recovery in large part to not only the care he received from Dr. Sands, but also to Sands' suggestion that he turn to an online community for support. As part of WBUR's year-long series, This Moment in Cancer, Dave and Danny are with us in studio to tell us about participatory medicine. Welcome to Radio Boston.
Great to be here.
So, Dave, let's start with you. Can you tell us about your diagnosis first?
It was out of the blue. I got a shoulder x-ray for a stiff shoulder. I had no idea I was sick. And the next day, Dr. Sands called and said, there's something in your lung. Totally by coincidence, there was a shadow in the lung near the shoulder. It turned out that was one of ultimately about a dozen metastases all through my body. Kidney cancer is a slow-moving killer. The best available data said that my median survival was 24 weeks.
24 weeks. Yeah. And so then what did you tell him, Danny?
Well, we had a long talk about, how Dave. So one of the reasons that we were together is that Dave is interested in technology and healthcare. I've been interested in technology and in healthcare for decades. And one of the things I told Dave, besides to seek out an online patient community, was that there's a lot of information available online and that I wanted to share everything that's going on with his care with him at every stage so that he could follow along and be a better partner in his care.
Mm-hmm. And so how did this online community help you?
Well, you know, it's fascinating because, you know, a lot of people think that I turned to the internet on my own and found a treatment. My TED Talk website actually has that wrong. The reality is, first thing we did was connect with the oncologists, but then Dr. Sands said, you might like to join this community. And within 2 hours of posting my first note there, I got all kinds of messages back from other people saying, we know how you feel, we've been there. They said, there's only one drug these days that sometimes can cure this disease, but the side effects can kill you. And so we talked about everything from the patient's perspective. And it's important also to note that I didn't just take what they said as gospel. I always brought it to Dr. Sands or my oncologist to get a reality check. Mm-hmm. The point here with participatory medicine, the title of the book is Let Patients Help, not Patients Know Everything.
Right, right. What do you think about, first I want to ask you why. Why did you think this was going to help him? But also, I would think that there may be some doctors who might find this a little bit offensive, right? You spent how many years in medical school? I've heard people say, well, do you have Google MD, right? I mean, do you really know everything because you've done a Google search, and there's a lot of misinformation out there. Mm-hmm. So first, let's start with why is an online community beneficial in general?
Well, look, Dave, let me give you a quote, okay? Pierre Lévy, who is a professor at the University of Ottawa, said a number of years ago, and I love this, he said, nobody knows everything. Everybody knows something. All knowledge resides in networks of people. Mm. And what that means to me in this context, he wasn't talking about healthcare, is that Dave may have the best doctors, the best medical team, the best oncology nurses, and so on, but they're not going to know everything. They're going to know everything on the medical side, but they're having not been through this, then it's they don't really know everything. Mm-hmm. And having a network of patients who have been through this, that makes a big difference. They're able to give him a different kind of advice, complementary advice, and that's really where the value of this is.
And so then how do you deal with the misinformation or patients thinking that they absolutely know what to do and you may not feel as a physician that it is the right thing to do? So how do you balance those?
This is a conversation starter, Deborah. This is kind of as Dave said. You know, he didn't take things that he read online and just accept them as gospel. This was a conversation starter. So patients should be engaged in finding that information wherever they're finding it and should bring it to their trusted providers. And we, as doctors and nurses, should welcome them to do that, and we should have a conversation. That's an opportunity to teach.
Mm-hmm. You know, the founder of our movement was a doctor who died a few years ago named Tom Ferguson. Houdini knew, I didn't. And he, at the time of his death, was working on a manifesto funded by the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, where he documented things like there's far too much medical literature for anybody to know everything. So it's perfectly legitimate for patients to go looking for things to supplement what their doctors know. And a modern doctor will welcome it. And if the patient's not good at it, will help them develop their skills.
Do you think that participating in this community and having access to other people's experiences like this helped you beat the disease?
My oncologist says that, believe it or not. And this is, it's funny, I often draw parallels between our movement and the women's movement. One of the founders, one of the editors of the original edition of Our Bodies, Ourselves said we weren't getting the answers we needed, so we decided to go get them ourselves. In the British Medical Journal, my oncologist, Dr. David McDermott, said, you were really sick, and I don't know if you could have tolerated enough medicine if you hadn't been so prepared. And what he was talking about was, remember, the side effects sometimes kill people? I asked them, how do I prepare? And he said, that's a good question. Nobody's asked us. So I asked the patient community, and I got 16 firsthand stories, and it was the oncologist who says that he believes it helped me survive.
Danny, what do we know about any research as to, well, you know, how effective this is? Has anybody studied participatory medicine?
Really? People have been studying for a long time different aspects of participatory medicine. You know, when we think about this, we talk about the use of online patient communities, online patient information. We talk about a collaborative decision-making, shared decision-making. So a lot of these things have been evaluated. And it is we know that patients who are more engaged in their health and partner better with their clinicians do tend to have better outcomes. We're still early. We still need to do lots of research in this space. Huge amount of anecdotal information that this is useful. Mm-hmm. Now, I think it's important for listeners to understand one important thing, that just because a patient, just because we talk about being patient-centered doesn't mean the patient is always right in every situation.
Exactly.
So it's not the Sam Walton Walmart kind of thing where the customer is always right. It is the it's more the Cy Sims model from Sims department stores, which is an educated customer is our best customer. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And this partnership is really a magical thing, and it really makes a huge difference in the quality of life for both clinicians and patients.
Do you think that's a do you think most of your colleagues would agree with you, or do you think you might have to change some doctors' minds?
We have some work ahead of us.
Okay.
It's like every social movement.
It is.
You know,
it is.
I lived through feminism in the 60s and 70s, and it's always the younger people tend to have the new attitude, the more established people tend to have the older attitude.
Right.
Exactly.
All right. Well, Dave DeBroncart and Dr. Danny Sands, thanks so much for being with us.
It's a pleasure.
Great to be here, Deborah. Thank you.
Dave and Danny are co-founders of the Society for Participatory Medicine. They're also co-authors of the book, Let Patients Help, a Patient Engagement Handbook. For more of the WBUR series, This Moment in Cancer, you can visit our website, wbur.org. That's our show for today. Radio Boston is a production of 90.9 WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Deborah Becker. This is Radio Boston.